Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. It's insane what's happening right now. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's telling all the Congress people they have to wear masks in the House chambers. And, you know, now Kevin McCarthy's coming out and saying it's the people's house, not Nancy Pelosi's house. And it just really does make you stop and go, how did we get here? You know, I remember a year and a half ago when people were saying this will probably be over in a month. And now we're heading into another school year. And our politicians, our leaders are going to do this again. And a lot of conservative people are speaking out, including Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina. This is what she had to say about Nancy Pelosi's new mask mandate, which, by the way, she's encouraging the Capitol Police. If someone disobeys this mask mandate, if they do not comply, that they should be put under arrest. These are the same people. I want to remind you, these are the same people who did not say diddly squat when Black Lives Matter burnt down buildings, when bricks were being thrown through walls, through windows, when Officer David Dorn, retired officer, was shot in cold blood on the sidewalk. You didn't hear anything from these people. And now they're really cracking down. They're going to crack down on people who don't wear a mask down the hallway, even though the physician who's explaining to people why it's so vital, why it's so incredibly important that they wear their masks, even though they're all vaccinated, doesn't have a mask on while he's explaining it to them. This is where we are at. Welcome to 2021 in America. It is disturbing. This is Representative Nancy Mace, Cut 24.
In the tunnels this morning, socially distant from anybody else. I had COVID. I've had two vaccinations. I'm washing my hands. I'm even wearing my mask inside the chamber, but I'm not going to wear it anywhere else. So, Madam Speaker, come and get me.
It's a little bit tough, guy. I'm not going to lie, but I understand her point. I understand the frustration of this is all theater. This is all theater. You had a bunch of lawmakers on a private plane like 2 weeks ago with a case of Miller Lite and an appetite for Caesar salad heading to D.C., and there were no masks. They were washing their undies in the hotel bathroom, no masks. Selfies galore, no masks. And now it's back. And, you know, it's easy for me to joke about it and kind of poke fun, but there are business owners who are terrified right now, who have just gone through the hardest year of their professional lives, and now they see that these same frauds are going to pull this on them again. They barely managed to survive it the first time. And I want to highlight a difference between the first time and now. The first time they pulled this, we didn't know what was going to happen with this thing. You know, we are all vulnerable to fear and to panic. And they knew that. So the media and the Democrats ran with that fear and with that panic, and it worked. The second time around, we all know the data. We all have seen it in real life. We all know that, you know, we went out last week without a mask and then we're fine. And now this week they're going to tell us to wear a mask again. So people's patience has worn very thin at this point. So I got to say, I'm going to use a nicer word, but they have some real cojones to think they can pull this off times two. It was amazing that the American people complied the first time around. It's disappointing. I'm part of that group as well. I'm not casting judgment. We all were sheep the first time around. Even if you're the type who's like, I'm not a sheep. I didn't wear a mask when I blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but to an extent, most of us complied. You know, you wore the mask till you got to the restaurant table. And now it's like they want to do it again. And so you got to listen to this. There was a restaurant owner and he has a sign on his restaurant that says, leave the mask, take the cannoli. He was on with Chris Cuomo and he they had a back and forth. Let's start with cut 26.
A restaurant owner in California posted signs calling on customers to show proof that they have not gotten the vaccine. He's also banned diners from wearing masks inside and put up this massive billboard that says, leave the mask, take the cannoli. Of course, it has to be an Italian guy, and he's using the Godfather. Anyway.
Now, I don't understand making people show proof that they didn't get the vaccine. I think that's pretty stupid. And I encourage everyone, I say this all the time, I encourage people to get it, especially if you have comorbidities. But, and I think that, like I said in the last segment, there's more productive ways we could encourage people to get it. You know, giving them actual incentive and some guarantees. Like, if you get it, you are guaranteed not to have to wear a mask. If you get it, Dr. Fauci won't be on your TV for the next year. Sign at the dotted line. I think that stuff is actually very tempting for people. It's enticing, more so than, say, a glazed donut or, you know, some half-eaten french fries that Bill de Blasio just chewed up on camera. But that's just me. But I did have to play this Tony Roman, this restaurant owner, because I did enjoy the last part. Anytime someone brings up Andrew Cuomo, and you have to keep this in mind, if you had brought up Andrew Cuomo 2 years ago on Chris Cuomo's show, he would have rolled up his sleeves and said, mama said, knock you out. That's my big bro. You don't talk about my family. You know, he was so proud to be Andrew Cuomo's little brother. And he's smart. You know, he can do things. He's not dumb like people say he is. And so he used to be really amped about this, talking about his brother. But now if you bring up his brother, he has a look of absolute fear. He goes white as a ghost. He looks panic stricken. So Tony Roman decided, let's be a bomb tosser. Let's throw out Andrew Cuomo's name. Cut 28.
Oh, you care about me all of a sudden, huh?
Enough to have you on the show because I don't like people making bad decisions for themselves and their family. I was hoping it was a little bit of a stunt.
Oh.
You have the freedom not to take the vaccine. Well, I just don't know why you think it's a good move.
Maybe we should ask your brother about protecting people, right?
Look, that's his job. And if he doesn't do it well, people won't vote for him.
A whole new can of worms.
But look, Tony, look, I don't know if you know me too well. I don't shy away from much.
My stand is not a political stand. You.
Oh, he was going into, I'm going to push you down the stairs. That was where that was leading to. I don't know if you know much about me. Oh, gosh, these people are such blowhards. Let's go to the line. Will, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Will.
Hey Grace. First of all, when I listened to Charlie Parker's press conference, I'm surprised that he didn't issue another mask mandate in Massachusetts, which I thought he was going to do it at first place, but even he's sick of it as much as everybody else is.
Yeah, right, and I think he's hearing a lot probably from restaurant owners who are saying, listen, you know, you did this once, you can't do it again. But also, today was a big day for him because he had to announce the winner and he managed to mess that up. So maybe he's waiting. You know, he can only do so much damage in one day. Maybe he's waiting till tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, he just likes to please everybody, and that's Charlie Parker and pay to play police.
Exactly. What else you got, Will? Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call. I agree with you. I mean, he's a people pleaser, but he hasn't been pleasing people for the last year. I don't know if weighing turkeys and not letting people go to small Bruins parties is really as fun for people as he thought it was. Sean, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Grace. Grace, hey. Thanks for taking my call. A couple days ago, you and Howie were talking and asking, you know, why are they making this push with the vaccines? And I wasn't able to get to a phone to give you guys a call. But if you look at the numbers, look at the money, follow the trail. I want to see how much stock that Fauci and the Democrats, as well as some of these Republicans, have in those three drug companies. Think about it.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to looking into that. I don't think that's too wild of an idea. I want to wait. I'll gather the information, Sean, and I'll look into that. But I think another question of why, when you look at why Democrats want to do this, I keep asking it because I'm like, do these people not have friends or gatherings or events they like to go to, concerts, weddings, anything, restaurants? You know, how could they have enjoyed this last year and a half so much? And I think a huge part of this is just absolute wokeness and this virtue signaling and the grift. A lot of this is grifting. A lot of this is, you know, oh, now we have a new contact tracing segment. And, you know, now there's a lot to that. And Victor Davis Hanson has a great piece, and it's titled, "What is American Wokeness Really About?" And we're going to kind of go into that, because I want to talk about the wokeness. I want to talk about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, I don't know if you saw this, but they're giving Senator Sheldon Whitehouse an ultimatum. And there's a lot of stories right now in the news, including Susan Sarandon protesting AOC and Kristen Sinema getting heat from AOC and Black Lives Matter threatening Sheldon Whitehouse with an ultimatum. There's a lot of this. The alligator is turning around and eating the left. You know, I think it was Churchill who said, appeasement is feeding the alligator and hoping it doesn't eat you. And the truth is that the alligator will always eat you. It might eat you last, but it's going to eat you. And we're seeing that now. Howie always uses the comparison of Robespierre. You know, revolutions eat their own. And there's a lot of stories today about just that. And now Nancy Pelosi, speaking of wokeness, she has the gall to get up there yesterday and kind of disparage the idea of canceling student loan debt. How do you think that's going to go over with the squad? You know, how do you think that's going to go over with the Twitter trolls that you've been appeasing for the last 4 years? I don't think it's going to go over too well for Nancy, especially when she's sitting on, what, $100 million? I don't think the progressives are going to like her poo-pooing their great idea. I don't even know if Elizabeth Warren will be happy about it, because she tweets all the time, tick, tick, tock, time's running out, Joe. These people are very threatening. The progressives are, they're running out of patience for the more moderate Democrats. And if you don't think that's bad, I got a real funny headline from the New York Times. We'll read about this. Speaking of wokeness, this is an opinion guest essay. There is no good reason you should have to be a citizen to vote. To which I say, there is no good reason you should be a Democrat at this point. If you're a Democrat and you say, oh, I'm moderate, you know, fiscally conservative, socially, there is no reason for you to be a Democrat. Because if you don't see the writing on the wall at this point, you're not paying attention. When we get back, we'll talk about all of that. I see you on the lines, 844-500-4242. Side note, we do have Week in Woke coming up at 1:30. I've had my fair share of free lunches during my time at the Howie Carr Radio Network, and I can say with confidence, nothing beats Aviva Trattoria. Jared, have you put in your order for tomorrow?
I have not. I am perusing. I'm going to try something new. So I'm perusing the menu, and it's a big menu to peruse because I love the pizza. I love the farmhouse pizza. I love the short rib risotto, but I want to branch out a little bit because
get more adventurous.
It's so good. You can't just stick, like, there are some restaurants where you're like, okay, I'm going to go there. I'm going to get this one thing and that's it. But everything there is so good. You got to try different things.
I totally agree. You got to expand your horizons. And Aviva is just the absolute best. I was there this week for a wine tasting. Highly encourage everyone to go to that the next time they have one available. And they come in every other week. They bring us an incredible spread. They're going to be in tomorrow because we had a winner from last week's Week in Woke. So if you want to enter the Aviva VIP competition, the contest, all you have to do is tune in at 1:30 for today's Week in Woke. You call into 844-500-4242. We throw out the question for you. You guess, is the headline woke or joke? Did I keep saying Week in Woke? I meant to say woke or joke. We got so much wokeness at the Howie Carr Radio Network. So woke or joke is going to be today at 1:30. And if you win that, you win an Aviva VIP lunch. They have locations in Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, Westford, and Malden. I was there this past week. The Malden is beautiful. All their locations are awesome. And takeout is available too. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. There's too much wokeness and not enough time in this show to get to it all, but we're going to try. But first, whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's been the best vaccine enticement thus far? Free food and drink, free joint, $100 cash, free guns, or a lottery?
Well, considering if I sign up for the lottery, Charlie Baker might read my name by accident. That one's getting more appealing by the second. But I'm going to say $100 cash.
$100 cash, polling at 22%. Free guns, still in the lead at 59%.
By the way, I don't think it is cash. We wrote that just, you know, to make it easier, but I think it's some sort of,
you know. Gun, New York, so $100 cash money.
Cash money. Leave the $100. Take the cannoli. Wanda, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Wanda. Wanda? Wanda, are you there? All right, we lost Wanda. Okay, now, moving on to a little bit of wokeness in the news. So Victor Davis Hanson has this great piece out, and he says, the woke movement, I'm skipping around here, but I have too much to get to. So the woke movement is a slicker, more sophisticated, and far more grandiose version of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson's shakedowns of the 1990s. Those, at least, were far more honest in leveraging cash with charges of racism and came without the academic crap of critical race theory. Yet Major League Baseball, so then he goes through all the ratings, you know, that are crashing, how this wokeness isn't selling as well as they thought it would, as well as the Democrats thought it would. Major League Baseball, recent All-Star Games saw record low TV viewership. The Olympic Games are getting anemic TV ratings. Woke sports earn the same public disgust as the Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, and Tonys. He talks about CNN. Their ratings have nosedived as well. Never has TV been more politicized. Sitcoms, dramas, and commercials are designed more to resonate woke messaging than to entertain. So naturally, dismal TV ratings reflect the expected public boredom that ensues when art serves politics. In short, Americans are worn out from the elite virtue signaling and woke performance art, from critical race theory capitalist, multimillionaire CEOs, revolving door Pentagon brass, Malibu celebrities, and credentialed elite. Those who scream the loudest are usually the most guilty of woke crimes. The woke madness coincides with an epidemic of crises that go largely ignored as a distracted America cannibalizes itself. Talks about the border, obviously, and all of this critical race theory. The Biden administration denies that huge deficit spending and generous cash payments to workers fueled inflation, but America hasn't seen anything like the current price hikes and labor shortages in the last 40 years. Wokeness is many things, but increasingly it seems a cover for careerism, profiteering, and utter incompetence. Now, which brings me, because there's no greater grift going than the Black Lives Matter group. Black Lives Matter gives senator ultimatum to cut ties with all-white country club. So I've seen that Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse is now being called Democrat Sheldon only Whitehouse because he belongs to a club that only allows white people in it, allegedly. And then he said, oh, no, it's not me. My wife, you know, my wife belongs there. He used that old excuse. But the Black Lives Matter Rhode Island told WLNE that Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse, well, I'll let this man do the talking. This is what they, now what's this man's name? Fisher, Mark Fisher. He's the chapter's director. This is what he told Senator Sheldon Whitehouse.
This is an issue that's not going to go away. And Senator Whitehouse needs to address it. He needs to take it on.
Mark Fisher with Black Lives Matter Rhode Island says he's giving Senator Sheldon Whitehouse until next Friday to put out a statement disavowing Bailey's Beach Club and announce his family has left the exclusive secretive club.
If he thinks that we're going to just forget about it, if he thinks that it's going to get swept under the rug, it's not.
Fisher says if he doesn't get that statement from Senator Whitehouse by next Friday, he and other members of BLM will start protesting.
We'll go to his club, we'll go to his office, we'll go to his home, wherever we need to go.
Wow, Sheldon. Revolutions eat their own. Yikes. When we get back, we'll be playing Woke or Joke, 844-500-4242. Get on the line now before it fills up. It's time for Woke or Joke. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
All right, people are starting to get the hang of this now with Woke or Joke. You got to get on the line early because we roll with the headlines. If you're not familiar with this segment, it's quickly becoming a fan favorite. Thanks to the Wizard of Woke, who brings the absolute heat every week, we have Taylor Cormier in studio. Here's how it works. Taylor has a stack of both real headlines and fake headlines, and he's not going to tell you which is which. He's going to read the headline to each contestant. They have to guess, is it woke or is it a joke? Now, if you get your headline correct, stay on the line. You'll be entered to win the Aviva VIP in-studio lunch on Thursdays. Now,
what are you getting tomorrow?
I'm getting salmon over Caesar salad. Ooh, it's my favorite.
I'm getting the steak and gorgonzola salad.
Yeah.
Very good. Their salads are out of the... Their entrees are great. Their salads are just as good.
Yeah, and especially in the summer, you want to lighten it up. The salads are always a good choice. All right, now, Taylor, are we ready for Woke or Joke?
I'm ready. Are these callers ready?
That's always the question. All right, Jared, let's hit it.
I started a joke.
I want to add this in. If you're watching on some sort of streaming, I've had people say this to me, and you're trying to read my facial expressions when Taylor says the headline, here's the thing you don't understand. I don't know any of these either. I listen to them fresh right now because they really make me laugh, and I like to play.
You like playing along.
Yeah, in my head, I go, oh, that's got to be woke. So you can't go based off that. All right, now, here we go. Let's start with Matthew. Matthew, are you ready for your woke or joke headline?
I'm ready. I'm 1-1. Let's get above 500.
All right, Matthew, here's your headline. It's time for the sex toy industry to reckon with its racism.
I think I read about that. I'm going to go woke on that.
That is woke. You did your homework. Very good.
Not a joke.
I thought that was a joke. Care to explain more, Taylor, or are you going to get us in trouble?
I don't know how far I can go with this one. It's about a black female entrepreneur trying to make pleasure equitable. It's about black ownership in the sex toy industry. It's apparently a white and male-dominated industry, so she's trying to break into it.
Got it. All right. Good job, Matthew. Stay on the line. Let's go to Mendillo. Am I reading that right? Mendillo, you're next with Grace and Taylor. Are you ready for your headline?
I am.
Here we go.
All right, Mendillo, here's your headline. Sorry, evangelicals, but Dr. Fauci is taller than Jesus would have been if he were real.
I want to say joke.
Do you want to say joke? Is that your final answer, Mendillo?
Yes, sir.
That is a joke. Very good.
I was going to say, if that is real, then what is happening? I don't even can you read it one more time?
Sorry, evangelicals, but Dr. Fauci is taller than Jesus was if he were real.
I say this every Woker joke, but Taylor is giving inspiration to the think pieces at the New York Times, at the Washington Post.
Well, he has reached sainthood, right? So it's an equivalency there.
For sure. I don't know how you guys come up with these. All right, next up, let's go to Jeffrey. You're next with Grace and Taylor. Jeffrey, are you ready for your headline?
Yes.
All right, Jeffrey, here's your headline. Joe Biden's not racist, but you are for thinking he is.
Woke.
That's a joke. I'm sorry.
I love when people get it wrong.
That's not true.
Came up with that one this morning.
You know, Jeffrey, it's not that I'm happy you lost. I just love when people fall for the fake headlines. Nice try. Try again next week. All right, let's go to Charlie. Charlie, are you ready for your woke or joke headline?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Charlie, we're going across the pond for this headline. Tory MP introduces legislation to make plant-based fish and chips illegal in UK pubs.
I'm going to say woke.
That's a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
See, Taylor's really mixing it up now. No one knows where he's going to go. Is he going to do woke joke, or
that's
is he going to go?
Very specific one Jared came up with.
Yeah, I couldn't even follow that, which usually means it's real. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, you're next with woke or joke. Are you ready for your headline, Kelly?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Ready to go. Here we go. Taylor, go ahead.
Kelly, here's your headline. Dress codes are the new whites only signs.
Joke?
That's woke, Kelly. I'm sorry. Oh, no.
Not a joke.
Nice try, Kelly. Call back again next week. By the way, it's 844-500-4242. You can't text in. People try to text in as we play the game. You got to call in, 844-500-4242. So where was that last one from, Taylor?
That is from, Hetchinger Report.org. When racism is the overarching unwritten law of the land, any and every rule can and will be used to control black people. They think it's oppressive to have a certain dress code, how we dress, how we wear our hair. This is written by Andre Perry, a black man. So it's written in his voice. When dress codes reinforce white norms, being black becomes a violation.
Do you think racism. Do you think there's dress codes at Bailey's Beach Club?
Oh, I'm certain that there is a dress code, a very strict dress code.
We need to get a fact check from Sheldon Whitehouse about the dress code.
The dress code actually might say whites-only dress code at the Bailey's Beach Club.
Maybe it's all been a huge mix-up, and it was just the whites-only dress code and not a whites-only club. Time will tell.
Maybe are they referring to shirts, white-only white shirts?
We gotta get to the bottom of this. These are the questions that only come up during Woke or Joke. All right, let's go to Chris. You're next with Grace and Taylor. Are you ready for your headline, Chris?
I am ready.
Okay. All right, Chris, here's your headline.
I feel like I get more nervous than they do.
Why the way we teach kids table manners is actually kind of racist.
I'm going with woke on that one.
That is woke.
Very good, Chris. Hang on the line. You'll be entered to win the Aviva Trattoria VIP in-studio experience. Do tell, Wizard of Woke, how is that racist?
This one is quite involved. I think we're going to get into this one in Week in Woke on the Howie Carr Show at 5:30 today. It's written by Joshna Maharaj. And he said, recently I chatted with someone who told me a story about her young niece who goes to a prestigious preschool and was eating rice with her hands at lunchtime. The feedback her parents received was that this child needed to work on her table manners and use proper cutlery to eat. However, in her ethnic home, it was traditional to eat rice with her hands.
You know what the thing is? I think sometimes people use racism for just mix-ups. Like, it's okay to say, oh, no, that's, you know, that's what how did you phrase it? Her ethnic background?
Yes.
That's custom. I don't think that has to be, you're necessarily being racist. Maybe you just don't understand it.
But if you're a full-grown adult who's been taught as a child to eat rice with your hands and you go to a restaurant and you pick up your rice and mushrooms with your hands, you're going to get some looks, right?
Taylor, you sound, do you hear yourself right now?
I do. I don't sound very woke.
You do not sound woke. For the Wizard of Woke, you sound very not woke. Victor, you're next with Grace and Taylor. Are you ready for your headline, Victor?
Yes, I am.
All right, Victor, here's your headline. This Olympics, all the medals are made entirely of recycled materials.
That's a joke.
Oh, you sound so confident. It is woke.
Not a joke.
Oh my gosh, Victor, you just sounded like the Don't Tase Me guy.
So I thought they were talking about recycled bottles and cans, you know, things that Howie would pick up along the side of the street. But it's actually a lot of our phones, most of our phones, contain gold and silver in very small quantities. So they held a recycling drive in Japan throughout the past few years, and they collected millions of pounds of recycled phones and laptops. They stripped them of all the precious metals, and they turned them into the Olympic medals.
Kind of cool.
It's actually very kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I thought you were going to say maybe it's like, you know, plant-based meat or something. I'm one of those people who I originally thought that they actually were gold, but I guess that ended a really long time ago.
They're gold-plated.
Yeah, kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it is.
Tim, you're next with Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Tim?
I am.
Okay. All right, Tim, here's your headline. Leaked documents show Milton Bradley considering rebranding of problematic Barrel of Monkeys other toys.
No, that's got to be, I hope it's a joke.
That is a joke.
Oh, very good, Tim. Yeah, I wasn't sure about that one.
That's not true.
Me neither.
Yeah, it's tough. Stay on the line, Tim. We'll enter you. Taylor, do you have time to wait to the other side?
Sure.
All right, we have a few more headlines. We're going to give you guys the opportunity to call in 844-500-4242. I know of one headline that hasn't been read yet, so I'm waiting for that one. It's true what they say, a perfect smile's change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. A lot of people, when the mask mandates were lifted, realized how much they really didn't like their smiles because they kind of enjoyed wearing the masks. And now that you can smile, for the time being at least, without a mask on, it's really important that you appreciate your smile, that you're proud of it. And there's no better place to go than Perfect Smiles. Don't take my word for it. Go to PerfectSmiles.com. Check out their video testimonials. Dr. Houghton really is an artist. His whole team is excellent. You guys will really, really love them. I actually got my teeth cleaned there. And Howie had been saying for years, oh, it's the best teeth cleaning I've ever had. I kind of thought he was exaggerating. And then I went, and boy, was he absolutely correct. Parking is free. The staff is warm and welcoming. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. We see you on the lines. We are going to finish this up on the other side. 844-500-4242. It is not too late to play Woke or Joke. We'll be right back. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show.
Was I wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
You know, a Woke or Joke headline could be Nancy Pelosi decides to have half the Capitol wear masks and half don't have to. Because at this point, there's no mask mandate on the Senate side of the Capitol. But on the House side, Pelosi's saying if you don't wear a mask, you're going to end up in jail. It all sounds like a Babylon Bee headline. But it's not. It's real life. It's woke. All right, let's go to the callers now. We got full lines, and we have a few more headlines in Woke or Joke. I'm going to throw it to JJ. You're next with Grace and Taylor. Are you ready for your headline, JJ?
As ready as I can be. Shoot.
All right, JJ, here's your headline. Nintendo says having non-binary Pokemon would be awesome.
Definitely woke.
That is definitely woke. Very good, JJ. Yeah.
Wait, not a joke.
Hey, thanks.
So non-binary Pokemon characters?
No, the actual Pokemon themselves.
But aren't the Pokemon like Pikachu? Isn't he already non-binary means you don't have a gender?
Yes.
You just referred to him as he, though.
No, I didn't.
Pikachu is clearly
he. You said he's Pikachu, he.
Oh my gosh, I'm part of the problem. I'm so sorry. What do I do? How do I offer?
Resign in disgrace. That's all you got left.
Okay, I'm sending in my resignation to Howie Carr. I always thought Pikachu. Okay, so clearly I did think Pikachu was a boy.
Pikachu is a boy, I believe. Yeah.
Jigglypuff, I always thought was a girl.
Well, there are male and female versions.
Are you guys impressed how many Pokemon?
Because
I
even
know?
On the original card, were you into Pokemon, Jared?
I'm a little old for Pokemon.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
I was into it, and I had the cards, and the card it would say if it was a male or a female. It would have the little up arrow or the down arrow.
It's a disgrace, honestly. I can't believe we both supported this.
Yeah.
This misogynistic patriarchy of Pokemon. All right, let's go to Jimmy. You're next with Grace and Taylor. Are you ready for your headline, Jimmy?
I'm ready. I'm going about 500s with you guys today.
Okay.
All right, Jimmy. Here you are. Here's your headline. Bye, babe. MLB Network to stop airing pre-Jackie Robinson contests on their Classic Games series.
I say woke.
That's a joke. Oh, Jared got you.
By the way,
gotcha.
That was a joke. That's not true.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one, Jimmy, unfortunately. But call back next week. You can always try again. Yeah, that would be just... Actually, I always say that, like, that would be wild, but it wouldn't be that wild.
No, that's very conceivable. I can see that happening.
Really, every time we come up with a headline, I'm like, oh, that's a good headline. Wait, let me actually check to make sure this isn't a real headline.
Right. You have to do that.
Because I don't want to mislead the people,
check.
Yeah.
Jen, you're next with Grace and Taylor for Woke or Joke. Are you ready, Jen?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, Jen, here's your headline. This is what racism looks like in the horse world.
Woke.
Say again?
Woke.
Woke?
Yes.
Jen's calling from a submarine.
That is woke. Very good, Jen.
Good job, Jen. Hang on the line.
Not a joke. Not-
Alex or Matt will take your number. Good job, Jen. Do we have one more?
We have one more.
Okay.
Just a quick explainer for that one. Abriana Johnson, Caitlin Gooch, they are both, they host a podcast called Young Black Equestrians, the podcast. They're both horse riders and competitors, and Gooch's family owns a horse farm, but they get questions like, are those horses yours? A white rider would be a better fit to show that horse, and so on and so forth.
Sheldon Whitehorse going on here? What's happening?
I was going to say, this sounds like Glenn Kessler's trying to fact check their horse farms. I don't like the sound of that one bit. Let's go to, we got one more. I'm going to throw it to James. James, are you ready for your woke or joke headline?
Yeah, go Friars.
Woo, go Friars for sure. All right, go ahead, Taylor.
All right, James, here's your headline. Gender flipping frogs suggest that dinosaurs were probably trans.
Oh, that's totally a joke. Absolutely.
That is a joke.
I was going to say.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Dinosaurs.
You're wrong.
Coming soon, Jurassic Park 6, Transgender Triceratops.
All right, Taylor Cormier, the Wizard of Woke. Thank you so much to everyone who called in today. Unfortunately, we don't have endless headlines. We got to stop it at some place or else Taylor
That's
will lose his
probably the
mind.
Most amount of headlines we've had and gone through in one week, woke or joke segment.
I'm sure you saw this headline, Taylor, which is not a joke. There is no good reason you should have to be a citizen to vote.
Not a joke.
Yeah.
I did not see that one.
That is according to the New York Times, and I'm going to read a little bit of it.
Oh, boy.
Nearly 15 million people living legally in the United States, most of whom contribute as much as any natural-born American to this country's civic, cultural...
Can we get a fact check on that sentence? wait, contribute culturally? Is that what they're saying?
The country's civic, cultural, and economic life don't have a say in matters of politics and policy because we cannot vote. But it's actually a relatively recent convention and a political choice. I'm skipping around here for everyone's, you know, mental sake.
I don't care about anybody's cultural contributions.
Now here's the paragraph that stuck out to me. The strongest case for non-citizen voting today is representation. The more voters show up to the polls, the more accurately elections reflect people's desires.
Uh-huh.
The United States, the Democrats aren't even lying anymore. They're just there. I love this. They're being so open about what they really want to happen. The United States already has plenty of institutions that account for non-citizens. The census aims to reach all residents because it believes everyone, even aliens, matter. And then later in the story, it says, Democrats are likely to be the biggest beneficiaries of this change.
Oh, you don't say.
At least at first.
At first?
But then it's strange because...
Will they be counting Cuban
refugees? I was just going to say, they're not as crazy about, you know, opening their arms to Cubans. I'll let everyone else figure out why. It's pretty obvious. We will be back with more. We've got our legal expert joining us at 2. We're going to talk about vaccine mandates and Rachel Rollins. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.